This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine fire crews spent part of Christmas morning helping a cook with a little problem. They were called out to a stove fire at a home on Meacham Road. It was reported at about 9:45 yesterday, and the situation was quickly under control. Investigators are checking out the damage. No injuries were reported. Flight for Life was called to help in Racine Christmas Eve, but they couldn't fly due to weather. A person was seriously hurt after being hit by a car. It happened at just after 9 Christmas Eve on Douglas, just north of Laird. Initial reports are that the person had a head injury. We're working on learning more. Lines are different and decisions about another run are being discussed. 21st District State Senator Van Wongard says he's still thinking about whether to run for re-election. A 72-year-old Republican shared on social media that he plans to talk with his family during the holidays before deciding. Democrat Trevor Young, Racine's transportation director, has already announced he's running. Redistricting has shifted the district north into parts of Milwaukee County. And a reminder about your garbage. City crews in Racine and Kenosha are back out today picking up bins. Racine's collection day is now back one day, and that new schedule is up online. Thursday pickups in Kenosha are happening today, and crews will be out tomorrow to catch up. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers prepare for Baltimore.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. It's the Packers and the Ravens. 7 o'clock tomorrow night at Lambeau Field. Now, the Packers lost another tight end last week, John Fitzpatrick, who had taken over for Tucker Kraft. He suffered a season-ending torn Achilles tendon in that loss to the Bears. The Packers have two candidates on the practice squad who could play tight end. One is Drake Dabney, an undrafted rookie. The other, second-year man McCallum Castles, who has spent time with the Eagles, Chargers, and Rams. They would be the backups to tight end Luke Musgrave.
Yeah, they're both really, really good players, hardworking players. I think anybody in that tight end room is going to go out there and play with great effort, be a good representation of us.
Green Bay has clinched a playoff spot thanks to the Vikings defeating the Lions 23-10 in Minnesota yesterday. Detroit with 6 turnovers in the game. After a day off for Christmas at home, the Bucks back on the road tonight in Memphis to play the Grizzlies. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Foggy with a little rain this morning, then mostly cloudy here through the rest of the day. Our high near 43 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, 34. Tomorrow will be cloudy with a high of 44 with more scattered rain tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.